getting a tan over here. All right. Check, check. Anyone can dim that just a little? Just a tad. I need some sunglasses over here. All right. Oh, Heavenly Father, just bless these few words, Lord. And Lord, I pray for Sandra right now, Andrew's mom. She just had a tumor surgery, and right yesterday she had a seizure. And Lord, just Lord, really, you know what's going on, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you intervene, and you make a way, Lord, that she'll be well, for her son's sake, Lord, and the family, and yes, please, Lord, heal her. Heal her, Lord. I know you can. I know you can. You've been faithful. So many prayers that we pray out, and just to recount how many times God has come through. Just, Lord, please come through. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you can tell, I'm kind of speaking with a heavy heart. I had my 9 years, I think, dealing with youth. It was my first encounter. A young boy called me in the middle of the night, crying, because he's afraid. And in any moment that I have no words, I go to prayer. Any moment. Incidentally, at work, dealing with people passing, I always go to prayer. And with the person, too. And so, I was thinking, honestly, I'm going to be very transparent. I had no topic, no, you know, nothing to share, but I'm just thinking about the fall coming up and Bible college. And I love Pastor Bailey and the way he teaches. He really, like, I can understand him. I can grasp his understanding. And so I just put, like, five reasons why you should go. Or five reasons what I got out of it. And I remember my first year, and actually this is pertaining to Wednesday night. My first year, it was spring semester. I was so zealous. I was on fire, you know. And there's a concert coming, and it was Lecrae and Andy Mineo. And if you don't know who they are, they're like Christian rappers, right? So I was so excited that they were coming. I was getting a whole group of people. Bible college students, and I was like, "Yeah, yo, let's go to this concert. It's gonna be, you know, so awesome." And I found out that it followed a Wednesday night. So each student that I presented, I was like, "Yeah, but it's on a Wednesday night. So usually that's when we have church." And in a way, everyone said, "Okay, you know, we'll make a way, we'll go." But just one young girl, her name is Brigida. And I told that to her, and she says, "No, I can't go." And I was like, "Oh," and I was just curious. Like, "Brigida, why not? Why you don't want to go?" And she's like, "No, I don't miss church on Wednesdays." And she convicted me so bad. I all the plans. I just like, "You guys, you know, let's wait until, you know, the weekend or something," and which we did. But I postponed just for that one comment. So I went up to her and I said, "Brigida, you don't know how meaningful that was, and especially for me." And she goes like, "No, I didn't mean to condemn you. I'm just saying, like, in my life, I need church. In my life, that's my priority. In my life, there's things that happened to me where the best result was going to church on a Wednesday night and a Sunday and the following." So I would say in Bible college, the same thing. Many of you may be like, "What's the reason?" Right? Like, you know, we receive on a Sunday. You know, we do have events. We do sports clubs. We do evangelists. We do all that. We do evangelistic events. But what's the need? So there's 5 points. One, how to think with God. Two, get alone with God. Three, how to serve. Four, how to love. And finally, learn about who you are in a new nature. So these are the five things really that I grasped when I went. And I'm still in Bible college. But how to think with God, how to, number two, get alone with God, how to serve, how to love and learn about who we are in the new nature. So this fall, Pastor Bailey is going to continue in Daniel. And then I'm teaching again. It's been a couple of years, but I'm teaching servant of doctrine. I want to challenge myself. So there's different categories that we're going to be going through prayerfully on a Thursday night. That's like the goal. So Dr. Stevens says this about Bible college, the highest form of education. Now, colleges teaches you how to make a living, but Bible college teaches you how to live. So let's go to Isaiah. We're going to just 5 points, five verses. All right. So Isaiah 28. Not only, I believe this was the first verse really introduced to me when I went as a freshman. I was attending Pastor Shallow's class, and this was the first verse, like how to receive in Bible college. This is how we're supposed to do it. And mind you, verses prior to that, Ephraim and Jerusalem are sinning. There's not really a lot of good examples. Actually, in verse 7, you got prophets and priests, supposedly believers, right? And then in the drinking, and the world is dark right now. And then it says in verse 9, whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? And then verse 10 says this, for precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Like, this is how we learn doctrine, little at a time. We don't, like, when you read the Bible, you're not trying to devout the whole book in one night. Like, just take it one step at a time. Remember, when I was young, I started coming back to the church, and Pastor Morrison said, like, you guys should be taking notes. This is eternal. Like, this is eternal, what we're saying out of this pulpit. It's eternal. So I started writing notes, even though I didn't know how to write. I didn't even know how to read either. So like, years ago, I found some of my notes, and I'm like, oh my goodness, how I misspelled that. But anyway, it's just funny, being a disciple was not right away. Like, it took time. I grew in it. And so, like everything, you approach in life, just take it little by little. Don't try to, Jonah just did a big exam, or RN exam. Yeah, he didn't go right there and took the... No, he went schooling. He took time. Everything takes time to do. And so again, verses before, there's darkness, right? In 2 Peter, it says, like, you can partake in the world, or you can partake in his divine nature. In Isaiah 55, you turn a couple of pages, it says here, 55 verse 8 and 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For all the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So again, here's God in the Old Testament saying, hey, you can never know my mind. You can never know my thoughts. But here, graciously, by grace, Jesus says in Matthew 11:27, come, learn of me. Now, I'm giving you the opportunity to have my mind and my thoughts. Just approach me, right? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yes, that's the tail end of it. That's verse 30, I believe. But in 27, it says, learn of me. Like, of all the religions out there, there's no religion that says, like, learn their God, right? Here Jesus said, yes. Philippians 2:5, 2:10, like, have the mind of Christ. Like, learn of him. It's important. And then anything that you learn, Isaiah 55:11, it doesn't return void. Like, it won't return void. What's been invested in you, what's been implanted in you, okay? So that's how we think with God, line upon line, all right? We learn of Christ, okay? So number two, being alone. I like this verse, Ezekiel. I seen this verse in Argentina, and I dated and everything. You get along with God. Here in Ezekiel 3, verse 24, Then the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet and spoke with me and said to me, go shut yourself inside your house. Like the intimacy with God when you're in those classrooms. Like it's just you and God. There's no distractions. You know, my wife knows I don't bring my phone to church. It's one thing I don't want, especially when I was in Bible college. Phone is absolutely, if the bad news is going to happen, I'll hear it after the class, all right? Or maybe in between breaks. But other than that, like, I don't want no distraction. I want to know, I want to have that intimate moment. And this is the moment. The Spirit does that. It's saying, okay, are you hungry? Okay, now get alone with me and shut the door, like, close it. Don't even expect it to go back open. Just, like, have this moment with me. So you're alone with God, the intimacy of it, okay? Number three, how to serve. Now, David, in 1 Samuel 17, don't mind turning there. Now, we know this, 1 Samuel 17, we know this famous story about David and Goliath. And here was, in verse 17, here a young man, right, going back and forth, to tend his sheep and then going back to give supplies to his eight brothers. And while Goliath is mocking and defiling the armies of God, while, the Israelites are defied and ashamed and fearful. And here David says, and he's arguing with his older brother. And then David said in verse 29 of 17, what have I done now? Is there not a cause? In some translations, like, didn't we get a word? Did we not get a word from God? Like, he's not going, like, he tells Saul, like, yeah, at one point I killed a lion and a bear. Actually, in the Hebrew, it's twice. He did two actions at once. But he didn't use that as an experience. And then Saul was trying to give him gear and helmet and say, okay, well, here you go, David. I got some protection for you. He's walking in, and he's like, and David's like, no, I can't wear this. And so we know the story. He takes five stones with him, and he's like, no. But I love that. Like, didn't we get a word? Like, do you guys realize who you are? Like, who's defiling the nation of Israel right now? Like, okay, there's a monster, or we got Goliaths and they have voices. But here David's like, do we not know who we are? Like, because of listening, like sheep, actually, you know, we talk about sheep recently a lot, actually. One thing sheep knows how to do very well is listen. They're listeners, right? When anyone calls for the sheep, they come running, right? Or, no, not running, but it takes time. But yeah, they listen to the shepherd, right? And in John 10, like the good shepherd is Christ. And he's like, yeah, my sheep knows my voice and vice versa, right? So we're listening. Discipler is a learner, right? And you could say, oh, what's so good about a disciple? Well, when Jesus said his parable, and it was so confusing to the masses, didn't he go and take the group alone and explain the parable to them? Like in Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, he tells his children his secrets. Like, I love that fact. Like, I get more insight than anybody else. Like, when I read these pages, it's not red and black and red pages, words. It's like, there's more to it. There's more meat. But you don't get that on a natural service, right? Like, we devour line upon line, precinct upon precinct. They're a little here, though, little. So, number four, how to love. So, we know 1 John 4:19. We love him because first he loved us. Romans 5:5, love of God shed abroad our hearts. Poured in by the Holy Spirit, constrains us, motivates us, delivers us, heals us. Agape love does all this. So you learn how to love. You learn how to love when you're in these classes. All right? And then finally, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this is the, like, my ultimate reason why I wanted to go was you learn who you are in the new creation. So if you don't mind, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We'll close here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're not learning about who Donald is in the flesh. Thank goodness. We're learning who we are in Christ. And then that motivation helps me go, my bad habits fall off. Helps me, my distractions or the bad people that's in my circle fall off. Helps me, I have a pattern of good thinking. I have a pattern of good things. Like a homework assignment. I used to love Pastor Tribelli's classes. He would say, oh, it's going to be an essay. Man, you don't know. I was never like a student, obviously. I wasn't really a good student. But one, in Bible college, I loved homework. Like it was incredible. You need teaching. Like we do so much in this church and that's so great. But like I love the receiving part of it, right? Pastor Doug said a conversation with me. He's like, yeah, it's great to serve, but if you're not receiving, then what are you doing? Like you can't take someone higher or far further than you've been brought, right? So like some people would do so many things for God and then they flame out. Like they stop doing it. Why? Because they're not receiving, right? Like Scott and them just drove all the way to Webster. I know how far that is. I go there every Thursday. But that they're like, no, I want to receive because the things that we do is great. You know, we have an outreach and we minister to the boys out there. And it's great, but yeah, but that's just a little tip of the iceberg. Like I need to be poured in, right? Like the smelly sponge, right? Like when you do the dishes, the first thing you have to do to that sponge is squeeze it out. You don't want a stinky sponge in your counter. Like squeeze it out. Like what God has poured in, squeeze it out. All right. Okay. Jeremiah. I said that was the last one. Jeremiah 3:15. I believe Saul just mentioned it. Like. Pertaining to Pastor Bailey. Jeremiah 3:15. This is God's design of church before the church was even established. Jeremiah 3:15. And I will give you a shepherd according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Okay, Samuel had a prophet school, right? Even though when he was trained by a priest. And he wasn't a good one at that. But like being trained, like getting alone with God, again, the five steps, like thinking with God, getting alone with God, how to serve, like, oh, do I have to do a whole bunch of things? No. Like I remember in the prison, like the charismatic guys are like, oh, we're here, we want to do this. I was like, yo, pump your brakes. Like first, let God pour into you before you pour out to anybody. Like that's when you have an effective ministry. Everyone's into the titles, right? And it's like, okay, it's exciting, and I don't want to break no one's zeal. But if you're not trained, or you're not developed, or you're not mature, who you gonna teach? Last week, Pastor Bailey said, like, okay, you're grown enough now, you're mature, now teach. Okay, but there's a point where you have to get to that point, right? And you can't just start teaching if you're not trained. And you can't start training if you don't listen. And if you don't listen, then you're not a disciple. And you miss out in life because God has a lot of beautiful secrets. And this world has a lot of distractions. And I'm speaking to myself. Like, it's hard. It's not easy. But, like, when I have the mind of God, away from, you know, like if I have it away from this, it's like I can't do nothing, right? And it was John 15:5. Like I can't, it's impossible to do anything without God. And so, Lord, just thank you for this moment. Bless Pastor Bailey's portion, Lord. And this fall, Lord, please, those who haven't attended, just come in for one class to see the difference, to see an atmosphere where you learn how to serve, learn how to love. Learn who you are in a new creation. That's the most important thing. And just to enjoy the fellowship and just encourage. This is not an attack. It's just an encouragement for you to attend one of these classes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Huh? Isn't that good? It's encouraging. Isn't it? Bible college. When we talk about Bible college we have, like Pastor Donald went down to Baltimore to where our Maryland Bible College campus is, and he went there for 4 years, and then a couple little bit of time in Peru. No, Argentina. Just enough time in Peru, though, huh? Just enough time in Peru to meet Rosie. And it's an amazing, amazing thing to be able to go and be a part of that. But also, we have classes here, and we've always we've had classes, but we're prayerfully wanting to do more. And the more you're there, the more we'll teach, right? So this semester, Pastor Donald is going to teach Survey of Doctrine, which is fantastic. I taught it 6 years ago. I said that to him the other day, and I was like, holy cow, that was 6 years ago. That was wild. Alessandra was the number one student in that class. She was the valedictorian of the Survey of Doctrine class. But it's a great, great class. I mean, the fundamentals and the foundation of our faith, and getting a very a working knowledge of the Bible, right? So it's a great class. So if you can make it Thursday night, what time? 6:30, 7:00, 6:30. So that's a great time. And then the Daniel class is happening now and it's continuing, and we're prayerfully will be able to offer more and more classes. So I encourage you to be a part of it if you can. Okay, so this weekend we have our church picnic at Hopkinton State Park, and they shut down the lake. You hear? They heard we were going to do a baptism. They said, no, you won't. No, they didn't. The bacteria levels in all of the lakes, it seems like they're up high. But some of them have already opened this week. So of the five lakes that they closed last week, a couple are already opened. So prayerfully by Sunday, they'll be opening Hopkinton. And if not, it's okay. We'll still have a picnic, and then we're all going to crash the O'Reilly's house, and they have a pool, so we'll do a baptism there. So I was going to say the Wombolt's house, but then I was afraid that Beth would reach through the camera and slap me. No, so we'll, if the baptism can't happen this Sunday, we will make a plan to do it soon. So stay tuned for that. But I think it's just going to open, and we're not going to have a thing to worry about. Amen? You with me in that? Praying? So let's open in prayer. We'll have a message here. That was a great message there. I don't want to take away from the thought, but Lord, thank you for this church. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you for leading us through the difficulties. Thank you for leading us through success. Thank you for giving us joy. Thank you for giving us peace. Thank you for giving us life, that we no longer have to live out of death, but we live out of life. Lord, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, open with me to Psalm 114. Psalm 114, it's right after Psalm 113. And it's just a few verses. The whole psalm is 8 verses. Isn't that amazing? You could memorize Psalm 114 and say, I know an entire chapter of the Bible. Right? No one has to know, it's only 8 verses. Or there's another one that's only like 3 verses. I don't remember which one it is. I memorized it once, but I forgot it all already. Right, so. But Psalm 114 is, what is it?
123.
Psalm 123?
4 verses.
4 verses? There you go. That's it. 117 is 2 verses. Oh my gosh. 2 verses? Look at that. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. There you go. You can memorize that. And that, huh? The center verse of the whole. Man, so many facts. I can't keep up. No, it's like we could memorize it once, but I forgot
again?
It already. So many facts. Of Psalm 117? Oh, okay. That's awesome. Anyway, we can memorize it, and then you would know
up.
An entire chapter of the Bible.
No, it's like we could.
You can impress
wait,
people.
Wait, what's that again?
But Psalm 114, it falls in with a lot of other psalms. And
of Psalm 117?
A lot of what the entire Bible talks about. especially the Old Testament.
But Psalm 114,
the children of Israel,
falls in with a lot of other psalms.
And
right,
If you notice, a lot of the psalms coming out of Egypt, there are many psalms about it. Psalm 106, Psalm 107,
which is important.
They're all about coming out of Egypt.
Because so often Israel would forget.
Right?
So often Israel would fall into failure.
So here in Psalm 114, it's like a great reminder.
And
this is like a fun song. You feel like it's like the song.
So here in Psalm 114,
it's like a great reminder.
Like having fun with the idea.
This is like a fun song. You feel like it's like
some of these songs are like somber.
Is like having fun with the idea.
Psalm 107 is like tough to read.
Some of these songs are like
they did well and then they did poorly and life was miserable.
Then they did well and life they did poorly.
Because you read it, it's like they did well and then they did poorly and life was miserable.
And then they did poorly in life, and you're playing with the idea.
But here in Psalm 114,
Israel went out of
a fun thing.
And he's playing with
Israel
the idea.
When Israel went out of Egypt.
And it starts
that's
this way.
Right
when
off
Israel
bat.
Went out
when
of Egypt.
When Israel went out of Egypt.
When Israel
we're
went
not
out
talking
of
about the captivity.
That's just right off
we're
the bat.
We're not talking about the
when
slavery.
Israel
we're not talking about the lack
of Egypt.
Of hay.
We're not talking about having to make your own bricks. We're not talking about all of this stuff. What we're talking about is when Israel came out of Egypt, did they have the ability to do it themselves?
No,
oh my
didn't.
Goodness!
Did
when
they
Israel
have
came
any
out of Egypt,
substantial
did they have
reputation.
The,
no,
they ability
didn't.
To
they
do
were
it
slaves.
No, they,
but they came out of
did
Egypt.
Did they have any
they did.
Substantial
they
reputation?
Out.
No,
you can't
they
argue
didn't.
It. They were slaves.
You can't deny it. They
but they
walked
came
out
of
Egypt.
They
and
did.
We know the story.
They walked out. You
where
can't
there
argue
was 430 years
they
of slavery.
Or the,
and we
bondage,
know the story.
And there was a king
where
who did
there
not
was
like
430
them.
Years
of
pressure,
slavery,
and there was negotiation
bondage,
between Moses and Pharaoh.
Who did not
and
like
every
them,
time Moses
was
pressure,
life got harder.
And there
for
was
Israel.
Negotiation
you know
between Moses and
he
Pharaoh.
He comes in, he goes, "Hey
and
guys,
every time Moses
I'm back
went
from the wilderness,
life
I
got harder
for 40 years.
Israel.
I learned a
you
lot."
Know that?
Forgot
he
a lot.
He comes in, he goes, "Hey guys,
I don't know how to speak anymore, but I learned a lot.
Been wandering around for 40 years.
I
learned
you
a
guys
lot.
Out.
Forgot a lot."
And they said, "No thanks.
I don't know how to speak anymore, but I learned
no
a
thanks.
Lot. And now I'm going to lead you guys out."
He said, "No, no, it's okay.
And
I'm just going to go tell
no
Pharaoh
thanks.
We're going to leave." And they're like,
"No,
no,
thanks.
No, please, no, no,
we're
no, no."
Good.
He goes, "No, no, it's cool. It's going to be
no,
great."
No, it's okay.
He goes in
I'm just
going to
go tell Pharaoh we're going to leave.
And what happens?
They're like, "No, no, no, please, no, 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 no."
Pharaoh's reaction
he goes, "No, no, it's cool. It's going
to
be great."
You have
he goes
time
in
to
there,
worship.
He does this whole thing.
Then I'm going to make
what
your
happens?
Labor more difficult.
Pharaoh's reaction
and he takes away
you have time
the
to worship.
Materials that they need.
Then I'm going
to
make your labor more difficult.
Now they have to go get it
and
themselves.
He takes away
so
that
Moses comes back
materials that they need.
To build the bricks.
Right? Our life was
now
miserable enough.
Themselves.
And now you can't
so
walk
Moses
in
comes
in
back
here,
and say thanks
and now
a lot,
it's
Moses.
More difficult.
Thank you.
He says, it's okay, I'll fix it.
Enough.
No, 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 please
and
don't.
And now you came waltzing
you're fixing,
in here,
is making
and now
worse.
It's more difficult.
Just stop.
And he
goes,
says, it's okay, I'll fix
they
it.
Make
I'll
it
fix
more
it.
Difficult.
No, no, no,
now
please don't.
No rest.
Your fixing is making
now
things worse.
Now they have to
get their own supplies
and build their
own stuff.
They make it more difficult.
And these guys
no rest
more and more, right?
Now they have to build.
So this, get
Moses
their own supplies,
is not making
and build their own
the
stuff.
Impact.
And
he's
this is their ability
more,
to help
right?
themselves, right?
So
they
this,
can't even
Moses
agree on
is not making.
They don't
the
want
impact.
The leader that
and this
they have,
is their ability
is
to help
persistent.
Themselves, right?
It's amazing.
They can't even
amazing
agree
story,
on anything.
And he keeps going.
They don't
and the
want
plagues
the leader
keep
that
happening.
They have, but he is persistent.
Have you ever seen a lot of frogs?
It's amazing, amazing story. And
have you ever
keeps
been
going,
in a place
concerned about the amount of frogs?
Have you ever seen a lot of frogs?
Like I've never been worried about it, right?
Have you ever
maybe
been in
a
place like,
that you
were
concerned about the amount of frogs?
But I was never worried. Like I've never been worried about
a
it.
A concerning
right?
amount of
maybe
frogs.
Maybe like you're like, ooh, that's a
I
lot.
I should
of
be
frogs.
Worried.
Yeah.
But I
but
was never worried. Like that isn't.
It happened
a
in Egypt.
Concerning
they
amount
of
out
frogs.
Of the river and they were
I
everywhere.
I should be worried.
Right. But that
the flies
in
came in.
It
black
in
Egypt.
The sky.
They crawled out of
there
the river
so
and they were everywhere.
Black in the sky.
Right? So these
the
plagues
flies
are coming.
Came
and they're
in,
looking at Moses and they're like,
the
you're doing
sky.
A great job,
there
Moses.
There were so many flies that black
you're doing
in the sky.
Real good.
Right? So these plagues
right.
are coming and they're
but
looking at Moses and they're like, you're
God,
doing a great job,
right?
Moses.
When They're
Israel
doing real good.
Came out right. of Egypt.
But
what an amazing sentence.
God,
what an amazing way to start. It's not
Israel
that, but they came out.
Came out
so then eventually
Egypt.
We know the story.
What
Pharaoh
an amazing
says, okay,
sentence.
Whatever,
what an amazing
right?
way
the
to start.
Comes,
it's not that,
the
but
Passover
they came happened. Out.
So then eventually
says,
we know the story. Pharaoh says, okay,
and they go,
whatever,
and they go,
right? The death angel comes.
And now
the
they're
Passover
against the
happens.
Red Sea.
He says, just get
they're
out of here.
They're against the Red Sea, and Pharaoh is pushing from behind because he's changing his mind.
He
says, no,
I don't
want to
lose my... I don't want to lose my
Red
power.
Sea,
I'm
Pharaoh
is pushing from behind because
and they
he's
go
changing
through
his
the
mind.
Red Sea.
No, I don't want to lose my.
Go through
I don't want to
Red
lose
sea.
My power. I'm going to get him back.
Have you thought about that?
And
have
they
you
go
meditated
through
on that
the
reality?
Red Sea. 6 million
they
people
through the
crossing
Red
the Red Sea.
Have you thought about
the
that?
Opening? The passage would have been maybe
6 million people
wide
crossing the Red Sea.
We see the movie, and it's like this
the
little sliver, and they go through 2 by 2.
Would have been maybe 12 miles wide,
but it's 6 million people.
We see the movie, and it's like this little sliver, and they go through 2 by 2.
Miles
like a donkey,
wide.
Right?
But it's 6 million
it is
people
opened,
passing through in a night.
And they go it would have
on
had
dry
been
ground,
miles wide.
And they get there.
And
then
the
whole army
is
swallowed up
behind
them, and they will not see their enemy again.
They get there.
It says that.
And then the whole army is swallowed up behind them,
and
they will not see their enemy.
You will have gotten out of Egypt.
It says that. Next. Exodus.
You will see your enemy no more.
And then the psalm goes on.
And then you will
have gotten out of Egypt.
So when Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob,
and then the
from
goes
people
on,
of
right?
a strange
the
language,
house of Jacob,
Judah became his sanctuary.
When Israel came
Israel
out of Egypt, the house of
dominion.
Jacob, from a people
the
of a strange language,
and fled.
Judah became his
is.
Sanctuary.
The sea
in
saw what?
His dominion.
They
the
saw
sea
God's
and
presence
fled.
With
is.
Israel.
The sea
that
saw
that
what?
Israel was his dominion.
They saw
and his
God's
sanctuary was with Judah.
And
with
Judah
Israel.
Is the is leading
that
the march.
Israel was his
you look
dominion.
At the order
and
of
his
their
sanctuary
travel.
Was
Judah
with Judah
is
in the beginning.
And Judah is the is leading
the
march.
The sea saw it and fled.
If you look at the order
Jordan
of their
turned back,
traveling, Judah
and the mountains
is in the
skipped like rams. And
the
little hills like
fled.
Lambs.
Jordan turned
isn't that
back.
A playful way to
and
think
the mountains
about what
skipped like rams.
The,
and the little
the mountains
hills
skipped.
Like lambs.
Isn't that a playful
Mount
way to
Sinai,
think about
when
what happened?
Israel arrives at Mount Sinai, the glory
the
of the Lord descends
skipped.
On Mount Sinai, and it is rumbling
Mount
at the
Sinai,
presence of
when
God.
When Israel arrives at Mount
the
Sinai, the glory
of
the Lord
God
descends on Mount Sinai,
Israel
and it is rumbling at
the
presence the
earth
of God
to skip.
The reality of God
and then the,
with
then
Israel
Jordan is stopped.
Causes
the other
the
part,
earth
the Jordan River.
Skip.
It talks about there, right?
The
and
Jordan
then, River
then
turned
Jordan
back
is
when,
stopped.
In Joshua chapter
3,
when Israel went into the Promised Land,
it talks about there.
The priests right? dipped their toes
the Jordan
into
river
the
turned
flooded
back
river.
In Joshua
with
chapter
the Ark
3,
of the
when Israel
went
into
and
the
what
Promised Land,
the river
the
went back
dipped their toes into
a city called
Adam
with the Ark of the Covenant.
And what happened? The river went back.
So it's not like this little brook,
a city called Adam,
through,
but
it was a flood. Flood season,
right.
It was overflowing.
So it's not like this little
I went
brook
to,
winding
in
through,
Zambia,
but
the,
it was a flood. Flood
Victoria
season.
Falls.
And
I went
overflowing.
Two times to Victoria Falls.
I went
and
to
the first time we
in
went
Zambia,
during
the,
a drought.
Victoria Falls.
Like,
I
yeah,
went two times
impressive.
To Victoria Falls,
right. Mile and a half.
And the first
wide
time we went during a drought,
11 meters tall. It's impressive.
And
don't
like,
get me
yeah,
wrong.
It's impressive.
And there was people. That
wide
waterfall, 111
not,
meters tall. It's impressive.
Not exactly security
me wrong.
There. There's like
but,
a split
know,
rail fence,
and there was
like
people
one section. Like,
that
do not
hop the fence,
jump
yeah,
in the river.
Not exactly
great
security
there.
But
you,
like
can,
split
you can just
rail
get over
fence,
it, and
like
you can walk
section,
out
like,
to the
do
edge
not
of Victoria Falls,
jump
stand
in
on
river.
A rock, and look
great
down.
Great advice.
But you can, just get
it's
over it and you can walk
doing,
out
but
to
in
the
this
edge
time,
of Victoria Falls and stand on a rock.
They're dry,
and
you can
down.
See it.
But we went
it's crazy.
Back during rainy
it's crazy.
Season.
People are doing it. But in this
and
time,
oh my
the
gosh,
rocks are very exposed. They're
dry.
You can see it. But we
and
went
it,
back.
The whole area
rainy
is a
season.
Rainforest. It's an arid
and,
area.
Oh my gosh.
But this area
it
around
is just
the falls is a rainforest.
And the whole area is a rainforest. It's an arid area.
The crashing of the water
area around the falls is a rainforest.
Mist goes up
because
it falls, and it's like this amazing little paradise.
The crashing of the water and then.
So there's a difference.
Now the Jordan
the
River
mist
is not
goes up and it falls
like
and it's
a small
like this amazing
this time.
Little
it is like a
torrent.
Of it, right?
It is overflowing.
So there's a difference.
And
now the Jordan
like
River is
easily
not
stood up,
like
but
it's small point
up
at this time. It is like a torrent.
Up.
It is overflowing
up,
and it's
upstream.
Not like easily stood up.
So
but it
why?
Stands up and it piles
in response
up
to the presence
down,
of God
upstream
with Israel.
And it says why? Even the Salt Sea, the Jordan
in
River goes into the Salt Sea,
to the presence
and it says
of God
that
with Israel,
that it stopped.
And it says even the
for
Salt Sea, the Jordan River goes into the
Jordan.
Salt Sea,
and then
and it says
he
that,
says it this way,
that
what ails
stopped.
You, O sea?
For
that
these
millions
fled.
Of people again to go into the
what
Jordan.
What ails you, O sea?
He
do you have a cold?
Way. What ails
are
you,
allergic
O
sea?
To me?
That you fled.
Why are you? Why
what
are
ails you, O sea?
Fleeing
from my presence?
Are you allergic to
the presence of my people? What ails you, O Jordan, that you turned
fleeing
back
from my presence,
O mountains, that you skipped like rams,
O little hills like lambs?
What ails you, O Jordan, that you turned
tremble,
back,
O earth, at
and
the presence
mountains
of the Lord,
at the presence
like
of the God
rams,
of Jacob,
little hills
who
like
turned
lambs,
the rock into a pool of water,
tremble,
in the flint,
O earth,
at the presence of the Lord,
waters,
at the presence of the God
this
of Jacob,
like a big
who turned the rock
from
into
the Red
a pool of water,
Jordan River
back into the wilderness when Moses hit the rock and the water came out.
This is like a big story. We're going from the Red Sea to the Jordan River back
is
into the wilderness when Moses hit the rock and the water came out.
Whatever it
where
is
it?
It's nothing compared
where
to God.
Where is the obstacle?
And what I want to say is that we can put ourselves in that first psalm.
Whatever it
and
is,
you could say
it's
to yourself,
nothing compared
how
to God.
Did I come out of Egypt?
And what I want to say is that we
how
can put ourselves in that first
my
psalm.
Old life?
And you could say to yourself, how
did
I
come out of Egypt?
And we are
how
this
did
way
I
where
come
we
out
are
of my
put,
old
put
life.
Our faith in Christ and we are
how did I make
in Christ?
And we are this way where
we
have crossed over the Red Sea.
We
are
maybe in
the wilderness.
Going,
waiting to cross over the Jordan
we
River
are,
into
we
heaven.
Have crossed over the Red Sea.
We,
Christ,
have,
so
we are
okay.
Maybe in the
but
wilderness going, waiting to cross over
Egypt?
The Jordan River into heaven.
How is it?
But the reality is
what
receiving
song
Christ,
do I have
so okay.
to sing?
What do
but
I
how
have
did
to
we
look
get
to?
Out
and what
of
do
Egypt?
I know about it?
How is it?
How did I get out
what
of Egypt?
What song do I have to sing?
Christ
what
came
do
and got
I
me?
Have to look to?
Right?
And what do
Christ
I know about
came and got me?
How did
he
I get out
came
of Egypt?
Where I was.
Christ came and got
and
me.
And I could say, right? Sin.
Christ
hey,
came
sin,
and
what
got
ails
me.
You?
That he
oh, condemnation,
came
what ails
I
you?
Was.
That you have
and
you
I,
were
and
stopped
I could
up.
Say, sin.
Hey, sin,
because
what
there
ails
is
you?
No condemnation
oh,
with me.
Oh, condemnation, what
and
ails
how do
you?
I have
that you
the authority
have,
to say, no, there is no condemnation.
Because now there
because
is no
Christ
condemnation
with
me.
And if
and
Christ
how do
is
I
with
have
me,
the authority to say no,
is
there is no condemnation.
Right? The old
because
the old
is
nature
me.
Is stopped.
And if
and
Christ
I am
is with
and I have
me,
authority
then
over
sin
it.
Is stopped.
And I could say,
right?
yeah,
the
there's
old,
an obstacle
the old
in front of me,
and
the nation of Israel could be
free,
there, like,
and I have authority over it.
And they were, weren't they?
And I could say,
weren't
yeah, there's an obstacle in front of me, and like the
three
nation of Israel could be there,
the
like,
sea,
they're like, where's the cucumbers?
And they were, weren't
we
they?
We need an onion,
weren't they? Grumpy?
Can't make a sandwich without onions.
3 days after the cross,
they're,
of the Red
they're
sea,
just
like, where's
this
the cucumber?
And we are that way.
We need an onion.
But when we are that way, I need this
song.
Hey,
they're
hey,
just
you
came out
unbearable,
Egypt.
And we are that
right?
way.
Doesn't it, don't we
but
need
when
that?
We are that way,
Israel's
I need
over there,
this
they're
song.
Complaining. They're like, man,
hey,
we at least
hey,
we could have died
came out
with
of
cucumbers.
Egypt.
Right? Doesn't it?
They
don't
said
we
that
need
to
that?
Moses. What, there weren't enough
Israel's
graves
over there,
in Egypt.
Complaining.
They need to
bring
us out.
We
at least
we
could have died with cucumbers.
We would have been content to die there with
they
a nice
said that to Moses.
But
there weren't enough graves in Egypt. You need to bring us out
to
the desert to kill us.
Israel, no.
We would have been content to die there with a nice cucumber.
Right? You were under the control of another. Now you have
freedom.
No. You were in bondage.
And we are that
you were
way
under sin.
Where we are
right?
looking
you were
at our life.
We
say, man,
control of another. Now
I had
you have
fun.
Freedom.
Right? Oh, I had fun.
And we are
no,
that
you
way
didn't.
Where we are.
You were
we
miserable.
Are looking at our life. And we say,
right?
man,
there's discontentment.
I had fun. Right?
There's
oh,
discouragement.
No,
there's
you didn't.
Depression. There's despair. There's backbiting. There's
right?
all of this stuff.
There's discontent.
But we sometimes
there's
discouragement.
Put a
glossy there's depression.
Lens
on
there's
despair.
Say, yeah,
there's backbiting. There's all of this stuff.
Like, oh yeah, there was
but
fun
we
in it,
sometimes
I'm sure.
put a
but then you
glossy
had to wake up.
Lens on it and say, yeah,
and
but
then
I had
responsibility
fun.
Came.
And like, then
oh,
the reality
yeah,
of what you
it,
did
sure.
comes back.
But then
you
had
to
wake
up,
right?
And then responsibility
but
they,
but
came.
But sometimes we
and then the reality
that,
of what you did
right.
comes back.
So we need
say, oh,
this. We say, no, no, hold
right?
on. Time I came
but
out
there,
of
but
Egypt.
But sometimes we cloud that.
I am no longer under
right.
the bondage of sin.
So we need this.
John 8,
we say, no, no, hold on.
It says
that time
we are free.
I came out of Egypt.
We are free.
I am no longer
we are
under the bondage of sin.
And we are
John 8,
we,
in the truth that we are
set
free.
Us free.
And in the freedom of Christ, we are free indeed.
We are his disciples.
And sure, we have different. We're going through
and
we're in the desert. We feel like we're in the back
freedom of Christ. We are free indeed.
Say hey,
and sure
hey,
we
what am
have
I doing?
We're going
and
through.
We, oh,
we're in the
God
desert. We feel like we're in the backside of the desert.
And
sometimes
this desert's not
and we
bad.
Say,
hey,
actually,
hey,
this desert's not
doing?
Bad. I'm not
and then
in
we,
Egypt.
Oh, God,
and someone says, yeah, we don't have cucumbers. You say, what
and
the heck
says,
is
this
cucumbers?
Desert's not
what are you
bad,
talking
actually?
About?
This desert's
I don't
not
need
bad.
That.
I'm not in Egypt.
I have
someone says, yeah, we don't have
bread of life.
You say, what the water of life?
What are you talking
about? I have everything that I need.
I don't need
that. Like, look, I'm going through
Christ.
You know that when Israel went through this
water of life
in the desert for 40 years, their shoes never wore out.
Look, I'm going through. And you know that when Israel went through this time in the desert for 40 years,
their shoes never wore out.
You read that to some people and they say,
their clothes never got ragged.
I want to buy new shoes.
You read that to some people and they say, hallelujah. You read that to some people and say, that's my nightmare.
But what does it signify?
I want to buy new
saying
shoes.
That God provided everything. And we can walk and walk.
It's saying that God
He will take care,
knowing that He has brought us out.
And we can walk and walk and walk and walk with God.
At some point, we tried to pull ourselves out.
Knowing that He has brought us out.
Have you ever tried to tell yourself not to
pull ourselves out?
At some point, we tried to pull ourselves out.
And tell yourself
have you ever tried to tell yourself not to sin?
But pretty soon you tell yourself, I can do it. I'm gonna pull myself up. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna overcome this. And I might do well for a day or two or a month or whatever.
I can do it.
But
eventually, the weight of it is too much.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna overcome this. And I might do well for a day or two or a month or whatever.
But eventually, the weight of it is too much for me.
And Christ is there. He's saying, "No, I came to pull you out of Egypt."
Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3.
We'll close
and
with this.
Christ
Peter 3
saying, no, I came to pull you out of Egypt.
Turn with me to
Christ
1 Peter
also
chapter 3.
Suffered once for
we'll
sins,
this. 1
the
Peter
just
3:18.
For
here
the
is.
Unjust. Why?
Christ
that he
also
might
suffered
bring
once
us
for
to
sins.
God.
The just
there it is.
For
that he
the unjust.
Might bring
Why?
Us to God.
Being put
that
to death in the flesh.
That he might bring
made alive
us
by the
to God.
There
that
it
he
is.
Might
that
bring
he
us.
Might bring us to God.
Like
being
that's
put
it.
To death in the flesh.
He has brought
made alive
me out.
That
he has brought me out of Egypt.
He has brought me out of bondage.
He
has brought me into
freedom.
Out.
Isn't that amazing?
He has brought me out of Egypt.
That God doesn't bring us out of
something.
He has
brought me out of
and leave us there.
He has brought me
into
freedom.
And then he brings us in.
Isn't that amazing?
That God doesn't bring us out of something.
Out of sin.
And leave
us there.
Now, see what you can do.
And then he brings us in.
Let's see how you can.
Like imagine if Jesus brought us out of sin and they said, "Now, see what
you can
do." Out of bondage and then he brings us in.
To Christ.
We say, well, I cannot handle
he doesn't leave us on
no,
our own.
No, he brings
and
us out
he, we have
of bondage
this song
and then he brings
to
us
ourself.
In
when
to
God
Christ.
Brought Israel out
he doesn't
of Egypt.
Leave us
we
on our
say,
own.
When brought,
and
he, say
we have when God brought
song Steve to sing
yourself.
Out of sin.
When God
Hallelujah.
Brought Israel out
huh?
of Egypt.
How did it happen?
We say, when brought,
how did
say
it happen?
Yourself, when
who
God
did it?
Brought Steve
who
out
had
of
the authority? Who had the power?
Huh?
And now where am
happen?
I? Where am I? And we meditate on these things.
Who
we find ourselves encouraged in
the new
man.
Who had the power?
And we
now
say,
where
God
am
brought
I,
me
where
out
am
of
I?
Egypt.
And we meditate on these
I
things.
I don't
we
have
find
to go
ourselves
back.
Encouraged in
I
new
could.
Man.
I
and we
could
say,
be
God
go back
brought
to
me
the,
out of
the
Egypt.
Onions and the cucumbers.
I don't have to go back.
I could
back.
Think about it.
I could.
But I decide
I
not
could.
To. Instead, I'm going to think
I could
about
be go
the reality
back to the
onions and the cucumbers.
The reality
of Him
it.
Coming
but
down
I
and
not
bringing
to.
Me
instead,
out.
I'm think about
it is as
the reality of Christ.
Unsurmountable as
the reality
as
the Red
Him
sea
coming
was.
Down and
as
bringing
impossible
me out.
As it was for 6 million people across the Red Sea.
Unsurmountable
as an obstacle
it is for me to pull myself out of sin.
As impossible as it was for 6 million people across the Red Sea.
He did.
That's how impossible
and
it is
did,
for me
right?
to pull myself
Paul
out of
talks
sin.
About him in Romans chapter 4
that's
as
why
the
Christ
God
came.
Who justifies
that's
the ungodly.
That's why, and he did.
Hallelujah.
And he did.
That's
right?
us. That's
Paul
us,
talks
right?
about him in Romans
while
chapter
we were
4
Romans
as the
five,
God
while
who
we
justifies
sinners,
the ungodly.
Christ died for the
Hallelujah.
Ungodly.
That's us.
So he came
that's
into
us,
Egypt.
Right?
He came
while
into
we
our
Romans
old life.
Five, while we were yet
he was
sinners.
Not intimidated
Christ
by it.
He was not terrified by it.
So
but
he
instead,
came
he
into
me
Egypt.
Up. He
came he
into
put
our
me on
old
his
life.
Shoulders and he carried me out of Egypt.
He was not intimidated by
and there
it.
We are,
he was not terrified by it.
But instead he picked me up.
Isn't that amazing?
He put me on his shoulders and carried me out of Egypt.
Don't we need that encouragement?
And there we are.
It's established.
Know yourself that way, right? Like
isn't that amazing?
Said, know yourself.
Don't
the new
we need
man.
That reminder?
The new man
Don't we
is
need
free.
That
the new man is in Christ.
It's
the new
true.
Man has resurrection.
Know yourself
life.
That
the
way.
New
right?
man
like
doesn't
Pastor John
sin.
Said, know yourself.
You
the
know
new
that?
Man.
The new man
the
is
new
free.
Nature.
The new man is in Christ.
Not
the new man has
nature.
Resurrection life. The
it's
new
the
man doesn't
Christ.
Sin.
The new
you know
man
that?
Is the old man still present.
The new nature
he's still chirping.
Not a sin nature.
Hey, remember me. Onions, cucumbers.
It's the nature of Christ.
And there are times
the old man still present.
It is there.
He's
it
still
is there.
Chirping
that's
in the
why we have
hey, remember
these
me. Onions,
statements.
Cucumbers.
I am crucified
with
Christ.
And there are times we could fall
God
into rob
me
out
of it
Egypt.
There.
It is
a definitive
it is
thing.
That's why we
and
have
it is there
these
repeatedly
statements.
Over and over
I
and over
am
again
crucified
because
with Christ.
I need the reminder over and over and over again.
It is a definitive
and drawing
thing.
Me up.
And it is
into there
the
repeatedly over and over and over again because I need the reminder over and over and over again.
God brought Israel out of Egypt
into the reality of my life.
God brought Israel out of Egypt.
Now you can say, when God
say
brought
me
out
God
of Egypt.
God brought Israel out of Egypt.
When God
Hallelujah.
Brought Israel out of Egypt.
Man, he dragged us
now you can
up,
say, when
he?
God brought
how
me
well did,
out of Egypt.
How perfectly did he do it?
Perfectly.
Hallelujah.
How completely are we
Man,
out of
he
Egypt?
Dragged us up,
completely.
He?
How well did
completely.
How perfectly did he do it?
So,
perfect.
Amen?
How completely
Amen.
Are
Lord
we
Jesus,
out of
thank
Egypt?
You for
completely.
Your faithfulness. Yeah. Completely. Thank you for drawing us and bringing us out of Egypt, Lord.
Amen. Lord Jesus,
you did
thank it all,
you for Lord. Your faithfulness.
Jesus did
thank
it
you
all.
For drawing
thank
us
you,
and bringing
you
us
did
out
all.
Of
we
Egypt.
We rest
Lord.
In your work.
You
help
did
us
it
to
all.
Remember it. Help us to
Jesus
believe
did
it.
It
help
all.
Us to trust
thank
in
you,
it.
Lord.
In your name.
You did it
Amen.
All.
We rest in